Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Kerri-Ann Haynes-Knight, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 14, 1909, The Agricultural Reporter informed its readers of the gala held on June 10th to mark the opening of Queen's Park. The lavish event was organized by the Queen's Park Committee, ably assisted by Lady Carter, wife of His Excellency the Governor Sir Gilbert Thomas Carter, who provided the designs for the grounds and garden. The newspaper reported that Mr. Wetherill, a skilled gardener, was commissioned to bring Lady Carter's designs to life, and on the afternoon of the opening gala, guests were treated to a feast for the eyes when they saw that the former home of land crabs and weeds had been transformed into an Eden of artistically designed flower beds and lawns. Lady Carter's vision turned reality also included terraces, fountains, an esplanade, an artificial lake, and an arena for cricket and tennis courts. The gala commenced at 3 p.m. as scheduled, even though earlier intermittent showers had been an unwanted guest. The entrance of 100 Guard of Honor volunteers under the command of Captain J.B. Howell signaled the arrival of His Excellency the Governor and Lady Carter, who were accompanied by Major G.H. St. Hill. The party was greeted by the Very Reverend Dean Berkeley, a member of the Queen's Park Committee and chairman of the St. Michael Vestry, in which the lands of the park were vested. The proceedings officially commenced with the volunteers presenting arms, followed by the police band, which played a segment of the national anthem, and then an address by the dean. In response, the governor proffered his gratitude to the dean, after which the dean presented Lady Carter with a golden key to officially open the park. Lady Carter accepted the key and proclaimed, "I hereby declare Queen's Park open." In addition to the official opening ceremony, a number of activities formed part of the celebrations, including motor car, carriage, and donkey cart processions, a bicycle parade, and a baby pram parade. Some of the events scheduled for the arena were cancelled due to the weather. But the gala, which concluded at 11:30 p.m., following an extravagant fireworks display, was deemed a resounding success.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.